Welcome to Franklin Matters Radio Show. This session shares part of the Franklin Mass Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, November 17, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council, Town Administration personnel were in the Council chambers. Some members of the public, along with the guests and key presenters, were in person, some via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distance requirements of this pandemic period. I split the just about a 2-hour and 10-minute meeting into two segments. First covers the opening citizens' comments, approval of the set of minutes, and then the Housing Authority presentation and discussion covers the bulk of this segment. The second segment covers the legislation for action, council comments, and the closing, approximately 60 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda, so let's listen to this segment of the Town Council meeting of November 17, 2021.
Okay, moving on, subcommittee reports. I don't believe any of them have met yet, so we will move on to legislation for action. Resolution 21-68, gift acceptance, Veterans Department, $1,000, Historical Commission, $100. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very happy to read this resolution. 2168, acceptance of gift for the Veterans Services Department, Historical Commission. Whereas the Franklin Veterans Services Department and Historical Commission have received a very generous donation totaling $1,100 to be used at the discretion of each respective department as follows. Donation summary. Veterans Services Department, $1,000. Number one, Veterans Municipal Assistance Fund, $1,000, donated by the Elks Riders. Historical Commission, $100, donated by the Franklin High School Class of 1971. Now, therefore be it resolved that the Town Council, the Town of Franklin, on behalf of the Franklin Veterans Services Department and Historical Commission, gratefully accepts this generous donation to be used at the discretion of the Franklin Veterans Services Department and Historical Commission as described above. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 21-68.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as frequent visitors of the meetings know, during these donations, I usually say thank you to all the donors. But as most folks in the room can probably see, there's some other folks on the other side of my shoulder. I'd like to introduce Shannon Nisbet, who is going to start off a short presentation on behalf of the donors. Shannon?
Mr. Chairman and counselors, actually, I'd like to invite Rich Gately from the Elks Riders up to talk first.
Good evening. Rich Gately, I am the president of the Elks Riders group in Franklin. I have with me my vice president, Paul Fiorio, and my sergeant-at-arms, Matt Vance. Just quick little thing. As you know, the Elks, a lot of people know, the Elks donate to a lot of different charities around. We are associated with the Elks under our own chapter. We do a lot of runs basically just about every week throughout the year. It's all over the place. So we had ours this year, and a bunch of other lodges came and supported our lodge, and we decided this year to donate to the town, the Franklin Veterans, for kind of a couple of reasons I have personally. Being the son of a veteran myself, and having a son that was a veteran, is a veteran. I take the veterans very seriously, and I look forward to doing anything that we can to help out. And we're not limited to veterans, but we do also do a bunch of other charities. I'm looking forward to the future, again, working with Sharon to raise some more funds. We did one run this year. We managed to raise $1,000 to donate. And next year we are doing two, so we'll probably have a couple next year.
Nice.
Hello, I know a lot of faces here.
A lot of faces know you too.
I know.
We do.
I've been a member of the Elks 27 years now. We started the Elks Veterans Ride probably 15, 16, 17 years ago. And we also donate that to Oil for Veterans, which the veterans agent knows the person or the veteran. And I think a couple other towns, Medway, Bellingham also. We don't know. None of our members know. Certain people know, she knows. If they're deployed or whatever, they get a check for the family to help them with oil. We have a substantial amount of money in that, which we donate every year. So that's usually in May we do that veterans run. But it's a great thing. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Local veterans and their families, I want to thank you and the Elks Riders for this very generous donation. The Franklin Municipal Veterans Fund covers cost for food, heating expenses, and transportation for Franklin veterans. I also want to say I'm very grateful for other organizations and individuals who have donated to our veterans funds. Rich, thank you to everyone here tonight from the Elks Riders for stepping up to the plate and for coming here tonight and showing your support.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
Okay. Moving on, resolution 21.
Comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we haven't accepted it yet.
Yeah, I'm going away. Okay. She's taking it away.
She's thinking Shannon's running away with the check before we accepted it. Okay, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-68. A majority vote's required. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Now you can go, Shannon. Resolution 21-69, general funds appropriation, transfers and adjustments, FY22. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 2169. It's an appropriation for general funds, appropriation, transfers, and adjustments for fiscal year 22. The purpose is to transfer and adjust the fiscal year 22 general fund appropriations as follows. Department 161, town clerk salaries, $56,520. That's a reduction. Department 210, police salaries. This is an increase of $65,717. Department 210, police expenses. This is an increase of $11,200. Department 220, fire expenses, an increase of $13,000. Department number 225, regional dispatch expenses. This is a reduction of $200,000. Department number 300, schools expenses, a reduction of $93,359. Department number 424, street lighting expenses, a reduction of $25,000. Department 510, health expenses, $12,159 reduction. Department 710, debt principal, reduction of $64,900. Department 750, debt interest appropriation for an increase of $28,079. Department number 910, benefits under expenses for a reduction of $121,000 for a total reduction of $454,672. Motion. Be it moved and voted by the town council that transfers and adjustments adding the total amount to a reduction of the fiscal year 22 general fund appropriating budget for $454,672 to be made to the appropriations and in the amounts denoted above. It's This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 21-69.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Jamie.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, and through you to the council and the folks watching and from here and at home. So Councilor Jones just read off the list. Just as a quick educational experience for those who have not watched this before, but folks know that we go through our normal budget process for the next fiscal year every January through May. And the budget is predicated based on a series of revenue assumptions and expenditure assumptions that every entity in the known world really does it like this. What we do is we come back in November, just like a lot of other towns come back for special town meetings, and after state aid is done, after we have a quarter of the year done with revenues, and any unforeseen expenses or any unforeseen revenues, we typically come back in the fall and we do a budget amendment to the FY, in this case, the FY 22 budget. The numbers that Councilor Jones just read off very quickly, I want to mention. The town clerk's salary reduction is due to the fact that Ms. DiNello won the election, and we have budgeted, as most people remember, for two deputy clerks. We don't need that expenditure anymore. The police and fire both have some unforeseen expenses relative to recruitment. As everybody knows, the police department recently has seen a bunch of retirements, and those monies are to cover the personnel costs that were unforeseen, as well as both in the fire and police. Entry-level exams, or various exams for both promotions and entry-level that I think all of you are familiar with, that we're going through those right now. The Regional Dispatch Center, we're decreasing $200,000 to patch the budget. There's still $435,000 in the budget this year. As you all recall, the state is paying for our entire year assessment this year. So that $435,000 left is going to go into the stabilization account that everyone set up. And that stabilization account after this deposit will be at about $890,000, so that when the town has to foot the whole bill in 3 years, it doesn't take a big jump up. FY23, the state will pay for 50%. FY24, the state will pay for 25%. And then in FY25, the state's gonna pay for 0%. So this is, again, smart fiscal policy, but it looks like a large number, so I just want folks to understand the dichotomy there. The school department budget is being proposed to reduce at $93,359, and that's simply a large result of the fact that the new growth number in the revenue assumption is being downgraded by about $100,000. I've outlined it all in the memo, happy to answer any questions for folks. But just for people at home that pay attention, our new growth revenue line item in the budget every year is done based on a 10-year average. And the staff actually accurately predicted that we would not hit that revenue projection, but we still went with town policy when earlier in the year we thought maybe the construction season would pick up. We'll see how the building season is over the summer. And unfortunately, it did level off. And so we're downgrading that revenue. And as I discussed at the Finance Committee last week, essentially, when the budget was at its last point, and we had these discussions, including the school department, about do we want to go overestimate our revenues, or do we want to aim a little lower, the agreement was that we would aim higher, take the risk, and knowing that these reductions could come later in the year. The school committee will go through its own process. This question gets asked of me a lot. What is that cut? I will let the school committee and the superintendent answer that, but I've been assured that there's no job losses relative to this. It's really just going to be through basic attrition that we see in the department. Street lighting, $424,000, $25,000. All of you are familiar with the LED project. We're now starting year by year to see savings in the amount of money due to that conversion. The health department was a small reduction due to the fact the public health nurse started in September, and so we were able to save 2 months worth of expenses there. That money will go back into the FY23 budget. And then debt, principal, and benefits. Overall, we're fortunate enough to see a huge reduction in the budget on those numbers. Again, those are estimates we do in May. By the time we get to the fall, we've got actuals, both in terms of who takes our health insurance for employees. And so Karen, Chris, and Kerry do a phenomenal job watching those numbers and come back at the end of the year, and we are able to see those savings. On the next resolution, I'll speak to it now, Mr. Chairman, really quickly. In terms of the cannabis fees, I know when the resolution comes up, we'll talk about it a little bit more, but I just want to be open about it. Documentation of the host community agreement funds. There is no state regulation or guidance directed to municipalities about how we're supposed to process incoming revenues and also the expenditures. It's been an evolving situation for years, and the state has made a slight bit of progress on this. But in the interim, we now have two stores that are licensed, one down on 1256 West Central Street, and one that will be opening on Grove Street in the next month. And so we're also having a resolution to accommodate both for those revenue sources, which is $600,000. And also the second resolution tonight is on the expenditure of those resources. Part of the gap in the number was the town accommodated for one of those licensing fees in March. What we did not account for was the actual expenditure of where those monies were gonna go. And in my view, part of the reason why, even though we had always talked about Grove Street and Washington Street, the money going to that project, the reality was is that the store is not open. And so therefore, we don't really technically supposed to know what the impacts are, even though we did through the planning board process. So we apologize for that. We just want to make sure we clear it all up and we can address the expenditure issue in a moment. I just wanted everybody to be aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Did he answer your question?
No, just a point of order. Just a point of order question, Mr. Chairman. Are, and it's probably through to the town attorney, are new councilors who were not on the voting document for the FY22 budget eligible to vote on appropriations and transfers and adjustments to the budget? Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I clarified. Just want to make sure our new councilors can actually vote on this. Mm-hmm. That's all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. Through you,
Councilor Comey Ledger.
The 90,000 or so that you said that's going to be a is that basically a savings to the budget that we're taking from assumptions that didn't happen with the school committee? Can you just clarify that?
That's correct. It's a decrease in their overall budget line item. I wouldn't necessarily closet it as savings. I don't think that the school department is going to likely see it as savings.
Right.
Overall, it's a downgrade due to the fact that our revenue projections are showing that we will not meet the budget revenues that we had set out in May.
But we're looking at an overall number of 454,672. Basically as a savings to the budget, because it's a negative number, right?
Correct. Through you, Mr. Chairman, one of that is because the budget revenues were downgrading, so part of it's that. Also part of it's the $300,000 in the expenditure issue for the host community agreement, particularly for Netta on Grove Street. And so that's why that number is so large, because the expenditure for the $300,000 was not in the budget earlier in the year.
So just for clarification, why wouldn't we just let the school department keep the 90,000?
Because then we'll be over budget.
On that one line, but we still have quite a bit of other savings, or am I reading it wrong?
Mr. Chairman, it's not, what we're doing here is not savings. I just want to be clear.
Okay.
It's decreasing the line items to reflect in some budgets savings that were there, like the health department, because of the 2 months overlap. But this is not savings. We're decreasing the budget overall, and I just think there might be some confusion about how that all shakes out at the end. Ultimately, we have to have a balanced budget.
No, of course.
And
yeah.
And so we're making some of those adjustments.
I'm just reading it, forgive me if I'm wrong, I'm just reading it as, basically we made adjustments and we are getting back $454,000 because of...
It's the other way around. We're reducing by 400.
Right.
We have to reduce our budget because we did not get in the 400.
Okay. And the school department's portion of that
is 93,000.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
No problem. Any further questions? Council Pellegrini.
Through the chair. where are we showing the the savings from the Davis Fair School closing?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. There are no savings from the Davis Fair School closing. And the reason why is well,
school department.
It's the school department.
School department, not us.
But I see school here, and that's why I thought it would have been added here or deducted from this section. But that will come in under the school year setting. They didn't show us that.
Well, yeah, that's correct. I mean, again, just for clarity for everybody, you know, as you remember, Councilor, we give them a line item that's approved in May and then adjusted if need be in the fall, and then the school committee has jurisdiction to spend that money how it does. Okay. The savings from Davis Thayer, I think most of the savings that you may be referencing, it's not as if their school budget went down X amount of dollars due to the savings. Those monies were just reallocated throughout the school district. The savings in terms of facilities, we budgeted in the decision of the school committee meeting in May to make sure that the light, heat, gas, everything, all the costs in the town budget were up to the level to make sure that the building didn't take any downgrade or get into worse shape. But in terms of the savings, I think the superintendent might have explained that earlier this year in her budget in terms of where the school department may be reallocating some of those resources. To the area of Keller Sullivan or some of the other parts of the district.
But we have the school that's closed. We had X amount of teachers there. We had X amount of administrative personnel. We had nursing. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. Custodians. And it just seems that there would be quite a savings there. Because we couldn't move all of those people over to other schools unless we use them just through attrition.
And that's, I believe, if I may, I believe that would be a question to ask of the school committee.
When they come through.
When
okay.
they come through.
I just didn't know if it was part of this.
And they could explain where they reallocated those funds.
Okay, thank you.
Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One quick question through the chair to Jamie. I'm looking at the state revenue and the charter school reimbursements is $400,000 less than predicted. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Also, just note the assessment was also decreased too.
Okay, all right.
For the charter.
Kind of a wash, correct?
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
All right, I just wanted to clarify that a little bit. So it's from the assessment, that's why it's lower.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, I mean, Councilman Hammond brings up a great point. And as everybody knows, when we go through the Finance Committee process, usually in April, we don't even have the House budget by then. So we usually budget the governor's numbers from February in the budget model going into May. The House and Senate don't get their budget done until the summer. And so these numbers of state aid reflect real life based after all the enrollment issues that go on when kids change schools and all that different type of stuff. And so to Councilor Hamlin's point, charter school reimbursement went down in the state aid budget, $406,000. And the assessment also went down $343,000. So you got a delta there of probably $60,000, whatever the number is. In terms of the assessment versus the reimbursement, there's two sides to the charter school issue because there is a revenue source there as much as there is an expenditure source.
Okay, thank you.
All set?
Yeah.
Any further questions? Councilor Frangillo.
This is me still understanding how, I suppose, how little insight we have into the school budget, but do you have a sense of what this loss of $90,000 to their budget, you know, where it would come from, their ability to take that on? I mean, it gives me hope to know that at least it was discussed ahead of time, right? Like, that's why this makes sense at all, and that, you know, in theory that they were able to plan around some extra expenditures that they might not be able to rely upon. Do we have a sense of what those actually will be? And I know we're lucky enough to be joined by the former and current chair.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to obviously get ahead of
exactly.
their decisions at all. I will just say this, I'll make a quick reference point. look at what happened with the Board of Health, you know, just due to the fact that interviews and applications and all that process takes a long time, and it took an extra 2 months to get a public health nurse in the building, that's $12,000 or plus in savings on our side. I'm showing it. I think the school department, the school committee will go through the same exercise on their side, and I'm guessing it's small items like that that add up quickly when you have a near $70 million budget. A little tweak and a little thing there that happens in circumstance and attrition and a retirement, I think a lot of that's probably going to, my best guess is that that's probably going to be the areas in which it's dealt with. But I think folks should look at the school committee meetings in the next couple months, and maybe they'll be discussing this item.
Well said, Councilor Frangillo. Councilor Jones just brought up a point on his signed documents. We used to have the FinCon vote on it. Mm-hmm. We don't have it on it.
Through you, I know it was a unanimous vote from the Finance Committee, and talked to Alicia and...
Seven to nothing. There were two absent FinCon meetings last week.
Seven to nothing, also known as unanimous.
Right.
There were two people that were absent that did not attend the meeting. But Alicia, you know, and Julie will take note of the whatever.
Yeah, if we just have that on there, sure. Showing it makes it.
You got it.
Okay. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-69. A majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
I thought we were doing 69 next. No,
we're doing 69 now.
We're doing 69 now. That was the cannabis money too?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's 70.
Thank you. That's 70. Thank you. Okay, I got confused. Thank you.
Again, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-69. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-70, appropriation of cannabis fee. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-70, appropriation of cannabis fees, application of cannabis fees to miscellaneous department expenses. Total amount requested, $600,000. The purpose is to raise and appropriate $600,000 to offset the negative impacts of the sale of cannabis in the town of Franklin. Set amount representing the total to be received from cannabis impact fees in fiscal year 2022 to be expended as follows. Department number 123, town administrator, total amount $175,000. Purpose, Safe Coalition. Department 210, police, $125,000. Drug interdiction. Department 422, DPW, $300,000 for the Washington Street and Grove Street intersection for a total amount of $600,000. Motion be it moved and voted by the town council that the sum of $600,000 be raised and appropriated for the purposes and in the amounts indicated above to be expended at the discretion of the town administrator and to include any residual funds remaining in line items. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 21-70.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Jamie?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. So just as Councilor Jones just read off, the town now has two active host community agreements totaling $600,000. $300,000 of that will go to the Washington Street, Grove Street intersection, which will take up to the amount of money through grants and local, almost $3 million. I was assured today, for those watching, the light at the corner of Washington Grove has been designed, and we are hoping, if there are any contractors available, we're hoping to get that project started in the spring. And then obviously, I think the other $300,000, you know, I think as the folks here in the attendance tonight, the chief and the SAFE Coalition, these are expenditures that we can help us move the ball down the field on the issues in Franklin. I think we all agree that we wish we didn't have to spend this money at all. But in absence of that, I'm proud to put before you the addition of a full-time Franklin police officer to deal with some of these issues that we're seeing from cannabis, and second, also an appropriation to the SAFE Coalition, who I know is here this evening, of $175,000. Also, not to put the cart way in front of the horse, but I have talked to the superintendent about the SAFE Coalition having a much more active role, and even hopefully getting an exclusive agreement between the school district and the SAFE Coalition to be a service provider. I know they've been heroic already. We all know Jen Knight's presentation from a couple months ago. How could anybody forget? You know, and I think all that's good news, and I think we ought to make sure that we celebrate the success of the SAFE Coalition. But I think we'd all agree we'd hope we wouldn't have to spend any of this money at all. But through that, Mr. Chairman, all set. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council? Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Now I'm on the right.
You're on the right.
through you to Jamie. You get an A-plus on these three things. I know there's only so many things you could use this money for, but I mean, you hit a home run on this one. I mean, that light at Washington and Grove is going to save a life. Could be us.
Could be. Twice a day.
And the chief's here to get some more drug interdiction, drug recognition guys going, anything, you know, to keep people from driving on the marijuana would be great. And it happened. We gave you money, SAFE Coalition. I get to say that.
Not yet, but we get a little.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to give the town administrator some kudos on that.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I'm sorry, I can't resist. It's just nice to see that this $600,000 didn't go up in smoke. Towards a really good
I knew I was going to regret
that. I know. Come on, you guys roll a little fun into that. But in all honesty, I'm just happy to see these funds are being appropriated for really good causes. Honestly, that's SAFE Coalition giving as much money as they need. That's a great thing. I'm happy to see the drug interdiction. And obviously, we need to get Grove Street done. I don't really go down that intersection too much, so it doesn't bother me, but
some of us do.
Go ahead.
Councilor DeLorco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Glenn just said that because he wants to be chair. No, this is a home run, like Councilor Chandler said. It's awesome. Obviously, you know my role with the SAFE Coalition. Just before I came to the meeting, I was watching the national news, and it was 100,000 deaths last year just from drug overdoses. So it's definitely going to a good cause, and we couldn't ask for two better people than Jim and Jen to spend it. And the committee that I'm on will be very thankful that we have this money. So I can speak before they even know that. We'll be very thankful that we will do a great job with that money, and it will go to a good cause.
Thank you, Councilor DeLarco. Councilor Frangillo?
Thank you. What can we spend this money on? Like, what were some other options that we looked at?
Jamie?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad he asked that question. I actually was going to ask if I could have one more minute. Councilor Chandler just brought this up, and I'm remiss that I did mention this in the other remarks. So ultimately, the funds are earmarked in state law. They have to be used for impacts of the facilities. And this is where I was mentioning earlier the guidance. You know, the state has had a huge chore on their shoulders. They're starting a whole new market industry, state agency. You know, there's a lot. And it's taken them years to get to where they are, and they really have done a great job, the Cannabis Control Commission. But they haven't really defined impacts. I think they're unique to each town. I also think, to be honest, I think the process is backward. You know, if another developer comes in and says, oh, we're going to go permanent project, the Planning Board, Conservation, ZBA, look at the facts, look at the impacts, sidewalks, infrastructure, traffic lights, mitigation in a variety of ways. Sometimes it comes down to the police, fire, or the town administration or other agencies, Board of Health. But we're anticipating impacts to some degree before they're there. And I think that these expenditures fit into the model of stuff that we know through the planning board and conservation processes. We know that these are likely impacts. For example, we know the intersection from the planning board studies had such a big problem at that intersection. Before those stores even came, and talking to the chief, it's certainly one of the most accident-prone areas in town, so the additional traffic is obviously gonna cause problems. And then second, not just Botero on 1256 West Central, but given the proximity of that facility on such a big highway with incredible traffic right off 495, I think the police officer is a natural extension of that to make sure that when there's an increase in stoned or drunk or substance abuse driving, and maybe even some other traffic issues over there, in addition to the global issues that we heard from Jen, whatever that number was that you said is in like one vape cartridge or whatever, 7,000, whatever. 66, yeah.
66 joints, so the amount of THC in one cartridge equals the amount of THC in 66 joints in 1990.
Oh, jeez. I mean, it's just surreal. So, I think in addition to that point with Jen, with the SAFE Coalition, we all know that mental health and substance abuse have been a huge problem, particularly among our youth over the last year and a half. And so there's a natural partner that can utilize these things. And I think to your point, Councilor Frangiello, in the future, as these HCAs, each year, we're going to look at different appropriations based on any other impacts that we see that may come forward. The host community agreements are earmarked. We cannot just spend them on general fund revenue. Again, earlier I said there's a lack of state guidance. And I just want to make one more quick point on the owners at Botero and the owners of Netta. I do want to give a plug. For example, the owners of Botero have offered to join the SAFE Coalition and be there with them when they do a lot of these services. They're not just coming here and leaving and saying, go ahead and deal with it all. Those owners have really been great partners in the community to work with all of us. And we're very fortunate to have Netta, who's never blinked an eye when we've talked about negotiating these things. They understand for their business it's good. They've been very supportive of us fixing the intersection, fixing Grove Street, and they've been helpful with the MassWorks grant. They've been a community partner as well. They're not just here to proliferate bad stuff in the community and pretend as if they're not a part of the community. Both businesses have been excellent in working with everybody in the community. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie.
I'll just finish with a comment, just how lucky we are to have an organization that we trust to do this work responsibly, and leaders of an organization that we especially trust. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
You look at me like that, Tom. No? Like, oh my God, he's got something else.
No, he does that to me.
I do. That's automatic.
So through you and to our attorney, last week we had a presentation on conflicts of interest, and if any of us served on boards, that maybe we shouldn't be voting on certain things. I'm just looking to you for guidance. I don't see that there'll be any problem passing this bill, but if there's anybody on our current board with a close tie to the SAFE Coalition, perhaps they should recuse themselves based on what you said last week.
It's an individual decision. I don't know what the relationships are, but you're correct, it's a potential issue.
No, I was going to recuse myself.
Just ask them, I'll be free, because I don't want to have this be a problem for where the money's going or a problem for you.
No.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, the vote will come.
You recusing myself from this.
Thank you. Councilor DeLarco will recuse himself from this vote. So the vote will come on the motion to approve Resolution 21-70. A majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Zero, sure.
Eight, zero, one abstention, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Resolution 21-71, appropriation to pay prior year's bills. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-71, appropriation to pay prior year's bills. Total amount requested, $1,279.48. Purpose, to appropriate fiscal year 2022 funds to pay for prior year's bills in accordance with General Law Chapter 44, Subsection 64. Date, that would be February 26th of 21, expression prints for $755 for assessing department expenses. February 5th of 21 for a lager, $40 for inspections department expenses. November 20th of 2019, a lager, $222.98, recreation department expenses. August 27th, 2019, a lager, $100 for inspection department's expenses. June 24th, 21 for a lager, $156 for elections and department expenses. And June 25th, 21, a lager, $5 for recreation department expenses. Total amount, $1,279.48. Motion be moved and voted by the town council that the sum of $1,279.48 be transferred from the above fiscal year 22 departmental appropriations to pay for the above bills in accordance with General Law Chapter 44, Subsection 64. Resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 21-71.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Jamie?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. This is a house cleaning item. By state law, if there are bills that we received from a vendor after the beginning of a fiscal year within a short window, it requires legislative body action to approve the payment of those bills. Mm-hmm. The bills, as Councilor Jones just mentioned, are labeled in the thing. It's not too much money. And I will, the question came up at the Finance Committee. It was a unanimous vote by them as well. And the Finance Department has contacted the vendors to try to make sure that they are giving those bills to us on time. So thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. For other questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-72. 71. Two-thirds majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-72, order of taking approximately 70 acres of unimproved land off Maple Street. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-72, order of taking approximately 70 acres of unimproved land located off of Maple Street, whereas by virtue of Massachusetts General Law Chapter 40, Section 14, the Town of Franklin, acting by and through its Town Council, is authorized to take by eminent domain under Massachusetts General Law Chapter 79 land easements and other interests in land for municipal purposes. And whereas the acquisition of a tract of unimproved land located off Maple Street, Franklin, Massachusetts, containing approximately 70 acres, described more fully below, has been recommended by the town administrator and previously authorized by the Franklin Town Council by Resolution 2145, and a test copy of which has been recorded at Norfolk County Register of Deeds in Book 39678 at page 432. And whereas the Franklin Labaste Family LLC, the title holder of record of said land, conveyed said tract of land of the town of Franklin by deed executed by Stephen H.
Motion
Labaste,
to waive the reading.
Managed dated.
Second.
Motion and a second. Motion and a second to waive the reading.
Norfolk Registry of Deeds and Book 39969.
Jones, please.
Sir.
Motion and a second on the floor to waive the reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Move resolution 21-72.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion.
Jamie? Through you, Mr. Chairman. This is why we have a town attorney. There was one actual last step. The closing has occurred. The check has gone out. This is the bow, the icing on the cake. This is the order of taking to make it official. Maple Hills will now be the town of Franklin's land.
Yep. Attorney Sorrell.
So it was the practice of the town prior to my arrival on significant land acquisitions to do a confirmatory taking just to make sure, particularly we don't get title insurance because that would be prohibitively expensive. to ensure that we have good and clear record marketable title.
Okay. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-72. Again, a two-thirds majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-73, acceptance of open space access and parking easements at Brookview Condominium located off Pond Street. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-73, acceptance of open space access and parking easements at Brookview Condominium located off Pond Street. Whereas the town of Franklin hereinafter town was formerly the owner of unimproved parcel of land located off of Pond Street, and town disposed of said land by sale of Bay State Franklin LLC, a real estate developer hereinafter the developer, as evidenced by a deed recorded in Norfolk County Registry of Deeds at Book 35-129, page 16, and whereas both town agreements with developer and Franklin Planning Board's decision granting a special permit to developer required developer to grant certain easements to town, which requirement is legally binding under developer successes and interest. Whereas Brookview Condo Trust, hereinafter Trust, and Brendan Properties Brookview LLC, hereinafter the LLC, are the successes and interest to developer, and whereas the Trust and LLC have had a plan of the subject parcel land prepared entitled Brookview, Pond Street, Franklin, prepared the Brendan Properties Brookview LLC by Hancock Associates at 315 Elm Street, Marlborough, Mass., which plan is to be recorded by the Norfolk County Registry of Deeds and have executed a grant of easements shown on said plan to town by an instrument entitled Open Space Access and Parking Easements. For a nominal consideration on November 3rd, 2021, a true copy of said grant of easements being attached here to as Exhibit 1. Now, therefore, be it ordered that the Town of Franklin, acting by and through its Town Council, accepts the grants of easements captioned Open Space Access and Parking Easements, a true copy of which is attached here to as Exhibit 1, and it is further ordered that a true copy of this resolution, together with the original grant of easements and the above reference plan of the subject parcel, be recorded at the Norfolk County Registry of Deeds. This resolution to become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin.
Move resolution 21-73.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Jamie?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, through you to the council. It's kind of ironic that these two resolutions just happen to fall on the same agenda. You know, as this Brookview Estates, the map that's up on the screen, was the original sale of land on the old Pond Street sewer beds that was your cash deposit as a community onto the Maple Hill property that we just took. But as folks can see up here on the map, there's some green space out here on the periphery. There's some pink here, magenta here, of a couple trails and pedestrian areas. There's a small parking lot down here with a couple of other easements that overlook the brook. As part of that sale, and as part of the permitting from that development and the process going through the Planning Board and Conservation, there was some open space trails and public access points, and per the agreement that was made between the town and the buyer, in addition to going through the permitting agencies, it was the agreement that the town would accept these areas as public open space and pedestrian improvements. The town staff have confirmed that the work has been completed as described, and maintenance of all but the small parking lot here up in the corner are the responsibility of the condo association. The parking lot also is a part of that. There's more of a dual responsibility. It's tiny, it's at the end of it. It's mostly gonna be used by the folks in that neighborhood. But nonetheless, you know, additional value to the town. Pretty basic stuff. Happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Questions or comments from the council? Councilor Frangillo.
I would just say it's not much to explore. I walked it this summer. You're right on 495.
Great view of 495, right there.
So you're just sort of
on your hands and knees.
Right. But it does need a little bush clearing. So if after this, if we could just take one nice pass, that would be That would be. I'll let the association know.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions? Attorney Sorrell.
This is a first step. It's an interim step. It's actually supposed to be a permanent conservation restriction on all that proof of land that we are still working on.
Thank you, Attorney Sorrell. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve Resolution 21-73. A majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Town Administrator's report.
I think it's time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Future agenda items. Councilor Sheridan.
Nothing this time.
Councilor Frangillo.
Just that I'd love to take, I'd love for us to take a look at what Max brought up at the beginning of that meeting.
Thank you. Councilor Hamblin.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At last week's meeting, Councilor Pellegrini brought up some issues that were happening at the high school. Do we have a follow-up to that right now, or should we ask the principal or the school department to answer those questions?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. I just got to emphasize, I do think that all questions relating to the school department have to go through the school department, the school committee, the superintendent. And I just want to remind everybody, it's a great point, Councilor Cormier-Ledger. These are incidents at times that are not, you know, I can't speak for them fully, but they're incidents that are dealt with families, minors, property issues. I think we now know where a lot of this is coming from. There's a TikTok campaign out there. It's pretty clear. Mm-hmm. I know that they've been trying to address them, but I do think attending the school committee meetings, maybe there might be some more updates on that side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilor Chandler.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Pellegrini.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Jones.
Mr. Chairman, just for future agenda discussion, I'd like to continue the discussion on the housing.
Absolutely.
Just to kind of get that on a future agenda so that we can continue trying to find ways to address the housing issue.
Without question. Councilor DeLore.
Nothing at this time.
Okay, Councilor comments. Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So last Thursday, I had the pleasure of attending the Veterans Day celebration with many of you at the Senior Center. Just want to give a shout out to everybody involved. It was a really beautiful lunch, and to hear the contributions of the Asian American community to the war efforts over the years was incredibly enlightening. I want to give a big congrats and best wishes to our varsity football team, not only for advancing, but for the big game this Saturday, 11 o'clock in Shrewsbury. They're going to be playing Springfield. If they win that game, they go on to their Super Bowl, which is a really, really big deal. I hope everybody will come out and show their support. And finally, my condolences to the Flaherty and Van Buren family who very suddenly lost their mom on Saturday. And the services are tomorrow night and Friday. Just know that we're thinking of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. I've given a lot of attaboys tonight, but I have one more. This actually goes to State Rep Jeff Roy. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he helped pass that Genocide Education Act, mm-hmm. which
next video on that.
To Jewish and Armenian families in this town especially, that is really a big deal, and I appreciate that a lot. I think everybody does. And don't hit me, Councilor Pellegrini, but the snow and ice budget, the million's ready. We're good to go.
Mr. Chairman, you are getting Brutus Cantareggi at your December 1st meeting for a snow presentation.
Okay. Get all those questions answered, I'm sure, and many more.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank
you. Councilor Pellegrini.
I'd just like to say, too, that I attended the Veterans Luncheon, and it was wonderful. I thought that the speakers were very, very good. The turnout was very good. And the food was excellent. So kudos to Olivas because I know they did the cooking there. And just to follow up about the problems that are being held at the high school, I think we do have the right to say something here as counselors, because we're in charge of the budget. And if this is creating a problem in our budget, money-wise, then, you know, it has to be brought forward. And if we're being asked by residents of Franklin, what is this that I hear? What is this that I hear? I certainly can say to them, go to the school committee meeting. But I think as being an elected official, I have to know what's going on, too. All right? And the school committee that's doing, I mean, the school department is doing a wonderful job. It isn't criticism to them. It's criticism for the group that's, you know, doing this vandalism. And I did have a chance to speak to Mike D'Angelo, and he is looking into things, too, as far as with the cameras. So for that reason, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Councilor Sheridan. Councilor Frangillo.
Strong Towns event on Monday was super well attended by state and local officials all across the region. So that was awesome, and I hope that we all learn something and can start to implement some of the strategies that we had talked about. Only other thing is senior office hours, monthly senior office hours are tomorrow morning at 8:30 at the Senior Center.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. Councilor Hamlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank everyone who had anything to do with the Veterans Luncheon. It was great. My dad had a really good time. And thank you to our other counselors who served us our food and let us sit with them. That was really nice. He really enjoyed it. This Saturday, you volunteer to help green up downtown along the bridges. You want to join in with a group of fun people. It makes everything really festival and really holiday festivities, and it just really, it's fun. It's really a lot of fun. You can like join in the community and help us out. And also on Saturday is the first Winter's Farmers Market at Fairmount Fruit Farm at the end of Lincoln Street. And office hours are tomorrow. And thanks to Kobe for the Strong Town presentation. That was very interesting. It was nice to see people from other communities come to this and share their experiences. So that was really good. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll see you in December.
Thank you, Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize if I'm a little hoarse. I've been taught 12 classes straight. My voice is a little hoarse.
That ain't never gonna happen.
Councilor Chandler, if you like to drive a snowplow truck, I do believe they are looking for snowplow drivers, Jamie, still, to try to fill the need for those plows this winter.
I know
the former TA actually drove trucks.
You don't want me driving a truck.
Again, as it's been mentioned many times about the veterans breakfast last week, it was an honor to serve the veterans last week. I think it was very well done. Kudos to our veterans officer for putting that together. And it was a great breakfast, and General Chen was just a remarkable speaker. It was great to hear what he had to say. But I can't let it go by without congratulating the Franklin High School Theater Performing Group for an absolutely spectacular 3 showings of Mamma Mia at the Franklin High School. I could not be more proud of all the kids that stepped up into the theater group. I'm a little biased. My son was Sky in the show. He did an absolutely spectacular job. But I was just, he wasn't coming home until like 10 o'clock at night every single day for them to do those performances. And I only thought it was just the 8 of them. Turns out there was close to, 65 people in that show, between the dancers and ensemble and the main actors and stuff. What a tremendous performance they put on. I just have to be kudos to them. And I'd be remiss not to be kudos to the Franklin football team, who actually won the same night that they had the theater group on Friday night. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor DeLocco.
Hey, you guys are talking about snow, you know. I really don't like it anymore. kudos to the Franklin football team. Good luck Friday night. I mean, Saturday. They're playing Saturday, right? Saturday 11 at Shrewsbury High, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Good luck, guys. They're the only public school left in Division I. So, they're the only ones left. So, they're very proud of those kids. They did a great job. And Brutus is going to come in, Jamie, and tell you, because I just got my bill.
Salt was $45 a ton. It is now $65 a ton. Oh. So that's going to be one of the things. I'm just telling you, I just got mine till today. So, but outside of that, everyone have a happy Thanksgiving and a safe one too, please.
Thank you, Councilor DeLarco. And again, to everybody involved with the Veterans Breakfast, it was a brunch. It was a wonderful, wonderful event. And thank you to Shannon and the Senior Center for hosting it. And a very happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And we'll be back in a few weeks.
Good.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. Non-debatable.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Thank you for the people in the audience for being here.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.